Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Sabbat Dizor daf Lamed Beis. Begin with Alvakin Tais Masah. Begin the Gemara Haychala the Shichra. So this vinegar of beer, the Aramai from the Arameans, from the non-Jews, also is forbidden b'chul etc. because they put in sediments of Yain Nesach. So it says Hilchah. Therefore, Tzachal Dizor, one has to be careful b'sheicha devash with this beer honey. Shekar emit livdik to check in matilu meshem yain if they put in this sediments of wine lahamid maher to make it go quickly. Because there are places to do this. And then for sure it's going to be aster. It's going to be prohibited, like our Gemara says. Now it says mat begins the Gemara. It's a shari. Now, but if they take it out of the storehouse, permitted the mister kasari, because if they had put in wine, it would spoil. It doesn't last a long time. It says hilchach near different appears. The mutalikness come in the mashkim and never get. See a lot of purchase all types of beverages from the idolaters. Kaganyang tepuchim like apple wine, umay tutim and berry juice. As long as the Jews saw him taking it out of the barrels, and because it's not going to last, it wouldn't last if they had wine in it. And even if they're more expensive than wine, because even if it would save them money, but they wouldn't mix in wine into the barrels because the Mr. Kasari, it would sour. But if he didn't see him drawing it from the barrel, then it's going to depend. It's going to be if it's beverage that's more expensive than wine, yes, that will make it forbidden. Shemir bayayin, maybe he makes the wine less stock with arvich to gain the profit margin because he's saving by exchanging that beverage. Avalei mayayin yaker, but if the wine's more expensive, ain lachish. Then you have to be concerned. Shemir bayayin, and maybe he makes the wine lahachshol just to cause the Jew to stumble. Because I mean, come on, like the ones later on, the lamadama days, kisted the muriyasa beluma, kisted the chamer baba lumi. Meaning, if the muriyas is more than the wine, he's not going to mix the wine into the muriyas. V'had the time with the seventh discipline in the brayso yain tepuchim regarding apple wine min alitzer from the store as mutter is permitted. If it was sold in the marketplace, forbidden nishma is daiv because it could be forged, pirish. Marvin b'yayin, they mix some wine. Handed davke makom shubazal. Yes, it's taste. That's specifically if wine is cheaper, and then they're going to save money. Bein lesser b'tam shemasim in the mashke b'chavis shoy b'yayin nesach. And don't say it's forbidden because they would put the beverage into a barrel that had yayin nesach in it beforehand. I mean, like among the Gemara says later on, the shori lemirma be chamer v'shechri. You're allowed to put beer in, because it's not going to be impacted by the bleas from the barrel that had the yain nesach. It says, "Mat to begin the words of the Gemara," which some have the words over here. Shoshasim in the ba'akoi, the pliki behod the mayor chashav the machnis lekim asiri mayor loy chashav machnis lekim mashachel mayim b'tarim. It says Master at the beginning of the Gemara Ba'acher, but over here the Ritz Bekima the Ba'acher, he wants it for some other purpose. But Ketani the Asa, and you see that forbidden. So it says the same. It's what that the Moisim in Braisa, instead of asking from this Braisa, Leisim Asnini, because that's from our mission. It's none. We learned in the mission on the Chavtez, said Noi Dis Evikachav and Mekankein. If you have the flask of the idolaters and their jugs, be angel Yisrael Kanas Bam, and the Jewish wine is gathered inside of it. Asur and it's forbidden. Be Asur Nisar Noah, and it's even prohibited to have benefit that to be a mayor. Now Ba'acher the Ritz Bekima the Ba'acher. He only wants the jug for the container, not for the blaze inside it, but not for the absorbed taste. That's what it is. B'lei mishum yayin and not for the wine that's absorbed in the klal at all. Become a base, so remains the sumana that it's forbidden to have benefit. Kakanim, the jugs, to sell to non-Jews. Now, but like he cannot answer, can't answer even what the Gemara answers. It might because it might burst and it might come to stitch it on because it's tamka kan and shalcheres. Generally, jugs are made out of earthenware, but in room litfar, you can't use it to stitch on to the to his jug. Beinam, don't say this really rabbanon the matirim. Because yeah, it's only a mayor, but we would say that this halacha is like rabbanon that permit. No, da'kach le'shalchel b'kankan. No, because the rabbanon only permit by jugs. Shem delchazi yain akanes bam because it's not fit for the wine that's gathered inside him. But regarding the Hadrian earthenware, the chazlish chayse b'mayim where it's fit to soak it in water and then you'll get the wine out. Afilah rabbanas, even the rabban would say it's forbidden to have benefit. So why don't you ask for the Mishnah? That's the same thing you can say is the surim v'isurim isra. No, when we're saying that they're forbidden and they have a prohibition of benefit, loy koy kankan, that's not going on the jugs. Elayana kansmim, that's going on the wine that's gathered in them. But surim denokat, that's why I'm saying plural. They are forbidden. Koyayenis, the noid for kakan is going to wines in the jugs and in the flasks. So again, so you don't have any raya that the mayor says that that if it's you write to bekimal didavacher that you see it's still aser. It's not true because not talking about the jugs are being asa. Teda, you should know, mid the makshel coming from back. The Gemara asked later on about the mechesim beis gabe kavashim regarding things that are pickled. The Amir Bichon, this is a filly. You do a shenas bema b'gechab matichyan nechaim. It's even if you know that the non-Jew put in wine or vinegar, mutter is permitted. Partly, the Gemara asked Maishan Memorius. The Reb Meir does about no wise. The Reb Memorius, according to Reb Meir, that says for bring that benefit. The Gemara answers no hasmi di mamashin. There you could see the substance. Hachle di mamashin. You don't know the substance of the wine. Says Teis v'kankanim was Reb Meir, but if Reb Meir held that even the jugs are forbidden, lifrich, you should ask Maishan Mekakatnam. Why different than the jugs? Leidim Amashin, that you don't see the substance either. And still, Basra Meir Banna, still Meir says it's forbidden to have benefit. They obviously Kakatnam Reb Meir, not Mishra Banna. No, it's not true. The jugs, according to Meir, is permitted to have benefit. Vadu Kama Asurim, Lashon Rabim. So I say it's prohibited in the plural. The Mash Mahanoids by Kakatnam, that sounds like the jugs and the flask. No, Lakoy Elian Shabatecha Hanoid Batecha Kankan. It's referring to the wine that's in the flask and in the jug. Oh, but according to the way the questioner understood, the from the Braisa, that's a good question. So you say, that he held that, like Shem Gamliel, that says you're not allowed to make the saddlecloths, so you ask him that make it forbidden, gam b'shahar nois and other benefits. So you see, it's forbidden al yedav acher. From some other reason, his flask might burst, be forbidden al gabi noita, and he's going to use from that saddle to stitch it onto his flask. And the problem is going to give that the absorbed taste of in the leather is going to give a taste in his wine. Now, this svarim de garsi, there are the certain svarim that have the text. After this answer as follows. That is based on what the Gemara just answered, that it's really because of patching up his flask. So the aser, so according to one that holds that when you want something for some other reason, it's still going to be prohibited. So why is it any different than the jugs that are permitted? Who he still wants it for some other reason. Umasa Khasim, the Gemara comes out of it there. No, Umasa Gemara says that no, Hasim like at least Surah Ba'ine. There's you don't see the actual Isser visually. Hachisla Isser Ba'ine, here you see it visually. So it's considered by the Bahadra Hadiryani, it's still there. Now figures is mashma. So it says, according to this gear, it sounds like the man da asa, the one who says it's prohibited, la asa rates a bekumat de debach. It's not in general every case that's forbidden when you want it for some other reason. Becheres ad yarni from the easily zugbeinu because it's very strong. It's like oh wow, the wine's still there. Now oydish lefarish, you could also explain no, not what we said before. The loyalam the truth is Remei also can count about no. Remei actually says the jugs are forbidden to have benefit from it. Lamach lebed kachab to tell to non-Jews. And we're like, tikshi come on, and we're not going to ask later on, like, he the kvashin I that contradicts the Allah of the pickle. No, the yesh l'chalik, you could differentiate. To be kakanim, at the time of the us, the reason why, but the jugs are forbidden, shedek shal yayin, hanev lo b'teich kakanim, because the norm is when you have wine that's absorbed inside the jugs, li yisniflet, that it gets emitted. And so it's like it's extant, like as if it's visual. But wine in the pickling, in the end, it's not visible. Teddy, you should know this. The loy makshik abe kvashim, because we don't ask by the pickling. We don't ask this question. What's the difference in the wine of the Jew that's gathered in the jugs if it didn't have been recorded? Because of the wine of the jug that's absorbing it. Rather, the reason why it's forbidden, that's because it's going to be admitted into the Jew's wine. So it's like as if it's there. And like you know the substance of there. But the wine gets nullified amongst the pickling. And therefore it's not considered as if you know the substance. And now going back to the original question. Therefore, our sugya couldn't ask from the Mishnah. Then the Hidr, it's because you may shari. Because although if you want something to be maintained, that it's permitted. That manda maholds, like for example, to support the legs of the bed, or to make some type of a rug or a saddle. But to sell to the non-Jew lichnas ben yayin to gather in his wine, where the non-Jew wants it to be maintained, for the purpose of the wine itself, because he uses it for wine. It's always going to be forbidden. The answer to be that's not considered wanting for something else. It's considered for this itself. And when Ramey says the Mishnah that it's forbidden for the jugs, that's specifically when you're selling it to a non-Jew. But you're right. But if to utilize it to put away his object, the lismel kari amita to support the bed, I would have been able to tell you that of course it can be permitted. That's what he asked from the Braisa. The Asa Behedil Asa Shtichan Lachamara, that's explicitly said it's forbidden even to make a saddle for the donkey. Well, that is definitely Adir Debacha, at least according to the Gemara's Havamina. Now, it says, according to this, in Ligris, one should not have the Girsa of this Gemara's question. Ulaman the Asa, according to one, says forbidden Meshim Kakam, the Shoy, why is it different than the Jog? Is it permitted? What do you mean? According to what we explained, the Inyan can come where it's a big human. The jugs have nothing to do with wanting it to be maintained. The man, the Shari, the one who says permitted, Shari, afil alumke losses latechayayin, the mutabana, that you're allowed even to sell it to put inside a wine that's permitted from benefit. So, Vimkein hoyulal hakshas, you should have asked afil the man, the Shari, that even when the one that says permitted, it's a big human, that if you want it for some secondary thing, you're not allowed to use the wine. So then what's the difference with the jugs? So therefore, the text says not to have this girsa. But you actually could resolve the girsa, and you could say that the interpretation is that, like this, is maybe taking out the word afilo. Lamanda asar kolkach b'cheres hadaryoni, the one that says is so forbidden by this Hadrian earthenware. Afilis makar amita, even to support the legs of the bed. So then, Kolshkin Shalayim, lesser Kakan Bana, the garment, the Meshori should have said that the jugs are totally forbidden to have benefit. Maishra Kakan Desha Rabbanan, so what's different the jugs that Rabbanan permit? Avlachlis Bayan Shal Yisrael, to even put in the wine of the Jew, Lisa Mutabano, to be permitted to have benefit. Masik Dimor comes out, no, there's a difference. Hasam Les Lisur Beinu, you don't see it Be'en. Olakach Mutabano, that's what permitted to have benefit. Avachar Sadayani, Isa Lisur Be'en, is considered as if it's there. So that's why it's going to be us. If he pairs according to this interpretation, Mashmat sounds like, the man the asar, the one that says forbidden asar kolritzabik yumei, that oh, so then you're right, anytime you want it to be maintained, l'choshum tashmesh, for any utility, not like we said before. Upaskin hilchas a command the asar, the Gemara rules that the halach is like the one that says forbidden. Hilchach, yesh place comes there, but there are halachic authorities that tzarech lizar, one has to be kibush, l'choshum tashmesh, became a bloom, chametz b'pesach, not to use any utility, whatever the reason, not even food, of vessels that have absorbed taste of chametz b'pesach, m'shem nabaritzabik yumei, because that means you want the chametz to be maintained for some other reason. But that doesn't seem to be correct according to Rabbein Tam. They come a hasam, but the fact the Gemara says hasam lesli sur be'ene b'chulu. Mashmas on the heichad leki sur be'ene, where you don't see the iser loy mitzvah, and that's not forbidden to have benefit, which is the case when you have bleis l'chametz. And we come pasuk Rabbein Tam. From here, Rabbein Tam rules the kederes of bleis and basav chalav. When you have a pot that, let's say, was absorbed from taste of forbidden taste of meat and milk, addition the spatzel behem, but being cooked in it. You're allowed to put dry goods inside of a cooking tvua, like grain, chenkederes, asuris. So when you have pasta, a bit of mishum chametz b'pesach, because of chametz on pesach, mutlos atochen davar yavish, you're allowed to put in dry goods. Avdavah lachloy, not wet things, because then they might get actually the taste of the forbidden item. And it says, at the beginning of the Gemara, avdavah benoy, but you're right, his son did admit. But that they didn't agree were his colleagues. Now, l'chayim mashma, similarly it sounds like that who, Reb Shimon Gamliel, this is Reb Shimon Gamliel, the son of Gamliel, the Kamal El that said previously, Asal Asa Shatichin, that you're not allowed to make the rugs. Reb Shimon Kubasoi Kamar, and so it's not a contradiction. Because although it sounds like, wait a second, are we concerned or not? That he's saying Reb Shimon Kubasoi Kamar, but Leila Srila, but he himself did not hold like that. He himself actually said, you're allowed to make Shatichin out of it, as we see his father even drank from the flask itself. Or you know, another person says we can say Reb Gamliel the Halcha is actually not Reb Shimon Gamliel's father, who's the Kinnishal Rebbe. He's the grandfather of Rebbe, Ubenai who Reb Chanina Gamliel, who is Achi Reb Shimon Gamliel, who is Avish Rebbein Hakadosh, who is the father of Rebbein Hakadosh of Reb Yehuda Hanasi. Chemash Pekam in the Nida. That's something in the Gemara Nida of Chesam Abayz. Reb Chanina Gamliel, who Yedoidishal Rebbe, was the uncle of Rebbe. Shemachik Kamahasan. That's what the Gemara says. But the Reb Lazik Kashmine Tuba was much older than him. But the meaning is the parak based the site that Mitzvah based from Shem Lil Hoy Karl Atzmai that he recited himself Ini Oyla Navshi Begoimer that why was he bemoaning Elvi Lod Mar Lebeis Abba my father's household had 1,000 children Malin Shem Mem Elani Kan only me here Ben Achi Abba Baasya and my father's brother his son my first cousin Asya Mashpar Shlah Hoyler Shem Ach that there was no other brother. So says Taisa Hayyab Shem Lil Hazaka. That was actually Shem Lil, the elder of Shem Lil, the Avne, Shuziknash Rebbe, who is the grandfather of Rebbe, that's referring to someone else.